And our special guest this morning is baritone Matthias Gerner, making his much-anticipated local debut this Friday, 7:30, at the UH Orvis Auditorium in a performance of Schubert's Winterreise, a presentation of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series. Good morning, Mr. Gerner.
Good morning.
One of the great things about the human voice, the good ones anyway, is that each has an instantly identifiable timbre. You can't say that about any other instrument.
That's true. It's maybe also one of the most kind of natural kind of instruments. Yeah, I think any kind of music started with singing by humans.
A voice like yours has a certain frisson that people feel immediately. It's almost as if you can reach out and touch it. You don't sound quite like any of the other masters of the lead, Fischer Dieskau or Hermann Prey. You have your own special sound.
Yeah, I'm a totally other person from other generation. I mean, this is really the physical aspect, but also the difference between Fischer Dieskau and Hermann Prey was enormous, in fact. Yeah, at the same time, you had voices like the generations before, like Hotter. He had also totally different kind of timbre and also taste. Yeah, it belongs to so many things what a timbre really makes and how you want to build it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. One theory is you find your best note and you build your sound around that.
I'm not sure. That sounds for me much too easy.
Did you have to work hard for your sound?
In general, I mean, this is not just the fact that you have technical kind of understanding and knowledge. You have so many components. It's how your sense for aesthetic is in depends in which repertoire you have to work. The understanding technically wise, how singing in general is functioning. Many people think, okay, he is born with a good voice and then he is opening up his voice when he's old enough and he is a singer. That's really not like this. Yeah, you have to learn so many details and other aspect is also how intelligent you are going then finally after your study time in this kind of professional life. It means a timbre gets absolutely influenced by what you're singing. If you start too early with too heavy stuff, let's say you start immediately with this kind of Wagner, in the beginning this kind of lyrical roles, and then suddenly you think, okay, I'm quite comfortable with it. I can go forward and I switch to this more dramatic kind of baritone roles. Of course, the timbre gets tremendously influenced in a very bad way because the voice cannot deal with this. It becomes hard and the elasticity is going in a very short time away. That means, I mean, timbre, to build on timbre, this is in a way a kind of lifetime project. Yeah, you have always to take care that you go also suddenly in the opposite direction, just not to lose from where you're coming from. At the same time, you have also to go further and to go really to the edge of repertoire to build the voice and to get a stronger condition and also to find out what is still possible, yeah.
You sing both opera and art song. Not many singers are that versatile.
This is one thing what I think this is very important. I mean, it was for me the most interesting part to become a singer, to have this kind of work with text. And that's why I started very young with this kind of enormous, endless song repertoire. Even after 30 years, I know just, I don't know in percentage, but I know quite a lot. But compare what is existing, it's not even the half, yeah? Mm-hmm. But I think it's very important that you have also this kind of excuse in opera and concert repertoire, meaning orchestra repertoire for orchestra, big orchestra and voice. And this is very influential in a very good way to each other.
One famous singer described the art song or the art of performing an art song as painting with a fine brush.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with opera, even those I've heard all my life, somehow I've never found the words all that compelling. I respond to the music and the dramatic situation. But with Lieder, much of it is based on fine poetry, and there's no getting around it. The words are important.
That's true, yeah.
Now, for your concert, you've chosen one composer, Franz Schubert, and one song cycle, Winterreise, which may be the greatest song cycle ever written.
It's maybe, I would go further. I would say this is maybe in vocal kind of chamber music repertoire, the most important, also worldwide, the most famous one. That's why I have chosen this also for Hawaii, because I can see that the tradition about this music is not comparable with other places in the United States or in Europe. I think it's very good to come with this repertoire, which is so unique, and wherever I go worldwide, this is very interesting about the piece, because the idea of the piece that you have the first time individual person, and this person starts to think loud about himself, about the past, to try to find his future. And the identification in this story is so strong wherever I go. That could be Japan or United States or in Korea or in Europe, in Spain, wherever, the people are extremely touched. And that's why I think it's the most important piece for voice and in this kind of song repertoire.
In Winterreise, you're on stage for well over an hour of continuous singing. That would seem to me far more demanding than most operatic assignments.
Compared to Wotan, it's just kind of warming up, yeah.
Oh, and you sing Wotan as well.
Yeah.
Actually, you sing more opera than Lieder, and
no,
yet many people...
No, I cannot say so. I mean, I do quite a lot of opera in concert versions, especially when the role is new. Mm-hmm. I prefer to have this, that the focus is just on the music and being together with everybody in the best way. The song repertoire I started with, I was doing maybe when I was younger a little bit more than now, but still I have at least 30 concerts per year with song recitals, and I'm touching all this kind of repertoire from Schubert, Schumann, Brahms, Mahler, etc.
Many people consider you primarily a Lieder singer. You don't object to that.
Yeah, I would not say so.
You'd not say, but you do object to that. Of course, on stage, you're not alone. We should mention that in art song, every singer has a collaborator, the accompanist, who is much more than a mere accompanist. He's more like an equal partner.
Absolutely equal partner, yeah. It's the other sort of voice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at Friday's concert, your accompanist will be UH Manoa's Jonathan Korth. Okay. Mr. Gellner, artists of your caliber have busy schedules and book their appearances well in advance, and we're grateful you're finally here. Aficionados have anxiously awaited your appearance, and we all look forward to Friday's performance, 7:30, at the UH Orvis Auditorium, a presentation of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series. Matthias Gellner, one of the world's leading baritones, will be singing Schubert's Winterreise, one performance only, and we look forward to it. Mr. Gellner, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.